The January 7th, 2025 regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're going to pause and do our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterward, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on an item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a blue speaker card and hand it to staff. If you're participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those participating online, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain that you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out a speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then address any additional questions needed by the board. And finally, the board will take action. All right, we're starting off with the approval of the agenda.
Cole's motion to approve the agenda.
Cole, second.
All in favor, voice vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. There are no items requested to be removed, no items requested to be withdrawn, and nothing on the consent agenda. I think we are ready for regular business, no old business either. Our first item is special use permit, permit accessory alcohol sales at 1220 Barnard Street.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission. This is Edward Morrow, Director of Development Services here at the MPC. We're a little bit wobbly here. Sorry. It's like we lost something.
You are wobbly.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, sorry. So our first petition here today is a request to augment a previously granted special use permit. The petitioner over at 1220 Barnard Street, Strange Bird, came before this board in 2023, and they requested permission to dispense alcoholic beverages in association with a restaurant use. And they've come today to request permission to sell distilled spirits in addition to beer and wine. You can see on your screen an aerial image of the surroundings with the subject parcel outlined in yellow. And just to orient everyone, we are just south of the park there at West Henry and Barnard. So you can see the future land use map is presently designated for traditional commercial use, which is consistent with the request. Also, the zoning is TC1 or traditional commercial one, which is also consistent. Grant of a special use permit does require a recommendation from the MPC and approval of City Council. And so you can see here with that first request back on July 25th of 2023, petitioner appeared before this board They were given city council approval on August 24th of 2023. Since that time, the restaurant Strange Bird has been established. This is in the vicinity of SCAD, and if I'm not mistaken, is actually owned by SCAD and operated by the owner of Strange Bird, the actual restaurant itself. And again, this is just augmenting that original special use permit that was granted. The city does regulate operational hours for businesses that are dispensing alcohol between 7 a.m. and 3 a.m. But the petitioner originally proffered and operates as follows, Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. The property is leased 10 off-street parking spaces with more parking available on site if it is needed. They stated that they operated in two shifts with 4 to 6 employees per shift. And you can see the dumpster enclosure. None of this is proposed to change in association with this request. This was provided with the original petition. You can see here the special use permit that was issued. With that, MPC staff does recommend approval of this minor change to the originally granted special use permit to dispense distilled spirits. Happy to answer any questions.
Is the petitioner present? Online? No?
None. Do we have a name? Okay. Yeah. No.
All right. Any questions? Motion?
Anybody here?
Oh, is there anybody here who'd like to speak on this issue?
Cole's okay. Motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Ross, second.
All right, I have a motion and a second on the floor. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Milder?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say no. Motion passes. All right. Our next item is a special use permit, accessory alcohol sales, 1104 East 36th Street.
All right, Madam Chair, members of the board, Edward Morrow again. This is a second special use request, this time for an establishment at the intersection of Waters and Southeast 36th Street. And this is a request for accessory alcohol sales in association with proposed restaurant use. You can see an aerial view of the subject property on your screen. And just to orient everyone, we are in the Live Oak area. You can see Daffin Park just to the south there, along Waters. So this is an image of the subject property as it's presently developed, with the second location of 520 Wings. And the petitioner has fully developed the site, as you can see, with a drive-through that enters from Southeast 36th. And the exits on, I believe, 37th, that would be at the rear. And there's Waters. It's on the left-hand side of the screen, the west side of the site. The future land use map presently indicates the parcel for traditional commercial use. And you can see that the zoning is TC1. This is part of an ongoing kind of segment of TC1 zoning along the Waters Avenue corridor. There is a city-owned facility across the street with a large parking lot. So the structure is original, though it's been expanded. You can see on the left-hand side of your screen the red dashes outlining the customer seating area. On the right-hand side, that large rectangle represents an expansion to the original existing facility that was here previously. And so just to show you without those obstructions in the way, this is the seating area. You can see that there's a walk-up window that is intended there along Waters. There's an Uber Eats window provided. I believe, again, that's on 37th or the north side of the property. And the drive-through would come in from the south side here. You can see the drive-through window is on the right-hand side. The site development standards and approval of a site development permit are not within the scope of this petition, but I felt it prudent to note that there are some concerns with stacking and queuing potentially at this site. It might make sense to develop some sort of a stacking and queuing plan to ensure that we don't have traffic backing up into waters, ideally 36th as well. I did mention that large parking lot just in the interest of discussion with the petitioner to ensure that we do not create a traffic nuisance with this proposed use. But again, the request at hand is in relation to the ability to sell beer and wine are specifically requested, but within the scope of the special use are also distilled spirits, so sales of alcohol generally. With that, MPC staff does recommend approval of this request with the one condition that the special use permit be non-transferable. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is the applicant available? Would you like to come up and state your name for the record and fill in any questions or any answers that you'd like to submit?
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Gordon, owner operator of 520 Wings.
All right. Any questions for the applicant or staff? All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone here to speak on this item? All right. Entertain a motion.
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second on the floor. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Melder? Oh.
Yes. A great spot. Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
I too say yes. All right, motion passes. And our third item is a future land use map amendment for 1421 West Gwinnett Street.
Awesome. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. If you don't mind, I would like to discuss these next two petitions concurrently as they are related. The first is a request to amend the future land use map from residential single family to traditional commercial for the two parcels presently identified as 1421 and 1425 West Gwinnett. The second request is a request to rezone the subject properties from a current designation of TR2 or traditional residential 2, my apologies for the error on the screen, to TC1, which is traditional commercial 1. You can see the subject properties on your screen. They're at the intersection of Allen Avenue and West Gwinnett. And just to orient everyone, you can see that as you're entering town on 16, this is just kind of tucked within that curve there near Chatham Steel. If you looked over to your left, you would see this area. And so the future land use map indicates that subject properties are currently indicated for residential single family use, which is a designation that typically only permits detached single family homes. The current zoning of the properties is TR2, and you can see that this site is in between parcels that are currently zoned neighborhood business and limited business, neighborhood business being of a slightly higher intensity than limited business, and so this would make the connection at least on the south side of Gwinnett Street to make this traditional commercial, which is similar, a similar framework, though, kind of oriented a little bit differently toward pedestrian-friendly business uses as opposed to suburban ones. But we would still have that section there on the north side, which is zoned residential. So in looking at this, it's significant to note that we are within one of our actually on the corner of one of our National Historic Eligible Districts. This map shows that there are a number of districts across the city that are historic in nature, and so these are, at the time that this map was made, indicative of neighborhoods that were at least 50 years old. And so now, obviously, I want to say this is 12 to 15 years old at this point. Carver Village is a listed historic district, and it is also a local conservation district. And so what that conservation status means is that any demolitions within those boundaries would require approval in order to kind of maintain the integrity of that historic district. And so this property is actually not within Carver Village, but you can see it's just there on the corner, and it is within the Carver Heights eligible district. So again, this is a neighborhood that was deemed to have sufficient integrity to potentially be listed as a National Register Historic District. It is not locally protected. And so in looking at the Sanborn maps, and I apologize if you can tell that these are not at right angles exactly, but I stitched together several images to try and give you a picture. At this time, you could see that there were non-residential uses that surrounded this particular parcel, even though there was a dwelling there at the time. Some of these structures remain from the late 40s and 50s. Each purple square indicates a use on the parcel that was non-residential in nature. Some of these have been converted for other uses. Others of them remain the use that they were at the time. And so you can see that this is within the company of other non-residential uses. In looking at the future land use map, the comprehensive plan indicates this area as urban transitional. And so in talking about this, we're talking about areas that are still kind of within proximity of town. We call them urban edge areas. And so they, while automobile oriented, do often demonstrate certain characteristics of walkability. Ideally, you would have things that are within walking distance of your home, potentially. This is a location where we don't currently see sidewalks, but as we discussed in the pre-meeting, it would be ideal in a neighborhood plan to talk about creating this as a potential node, seeing as how there is a history of non-residential use in this area. There are some uses that could fit very nicely and would be complementary. And we think that this is actually the beginning potentially of seeing some non-residential development that could be very beneficial for those residents close by. You can see, even though it is residential in nature, secondary uses in this district consist of those that are commercial, civic, and institutional, and many of those in the area presently are. This is a request to make this individual parcel, or these two parcels, traditional commercial, which again describes business areas in close proximity of downtown. And it includes commercial uses that should be compatible with the character and scale of adjacent neighborhoods. This is consistent with several other goals within Plan 2040, mostly related to improving the business environment of the area and creating spaces that could be accessible to new or small business owners. It's staff's understanding that the applicant also intends to permit the neighborhood to use the space potentially. And so we do believe that this is consistent with several Plan 2040 goals. On that basis, staff does recommend approval of the requested future land use map change for the two parcels. In looking at the zoning map, again, the present zoning designation is TR2 and the requested is traditional commercial. So this is the area with which we are orienting this particular site. You can see InMarket Arena in the area and several other potential sites that are likely to be redeveloped either for commercial or mixed use purposes. This is a photo of the actual site in question. You can see the structure there in blue with two accessories that are a tan color. This is just to offer you another view. Again, the undeveloped portion here to the left is the portion that caused the delay in this hearing. And so Mr. Moore is now in the process of acquiring that and can proceed with the rezoning for the inclusion of this parcel with the proposed uses on the site. I have outlined here the uses that are proposed, and these consist of office uses, potentially food-oriented retail, general services, a catering establishment, personal services, or a restaurant. You can see that these are all permitted within the TC1 district, but it's a rather expansive set of uses that are permitted. And this may not necessarily be the appropriate context to open up this full envelope of uses, particularly at this time, seeing as how this does adjoin some residences. This is the proposed site plan. You can see that the existing building here is indicated, as well as the two accessories. And the recently acquired parcel would be used for some proposed parking and circulation for any future commercial uses. I'll also note that this is a conceptual site plan. This would still need to go through a site plan review. And it could potentially be modified so that it would meet all development requirements. There could also potentially be variances that would be requested. I'll also note that, again, as there's no specifically intended uses, a parking calculation has not yet been determined. If it were deemed to require a parking variance, that's something that would potentially come back to this board. Just to offer you a view of the two site plan, sorry, the floor plans. Here on the left, you can see the first floor, which shows a food-oriented retail kitchen, personal services space, offices, and a break-in meeting room, and upstairs is an intended office space for a contractor. All right. And so with that, MPC staff is recommending approval of this request to rezone to TC1 with two conditions. The first being that allowed uses on the property shall be limited to those allowed as permitted, limited, and special uses within the TN3 zoning district and as regulated by the use standards in Article 8 that are applicable to all TN districts. And the provisions of Section 5.12.8D shall not apply. 5.12.8D specifically stipulates that buildings that were originally constructed for residential use shall not be converted into a non-residential use. So we just want to make sure that this does not get in the way of the conversion of this structure for those non-residential uses. Again, given their proximity to residences, staff feels that the TN is a much more suitable set of uses at this time for consideration. Again, staff has taken into account that all of the anticipated uses are permitted within this. And so the second condition sets us up for potential redevelopment within the current zoning district if approved by this board and city council. Development of the site shall be consistent with the conceptual site plan that was submitted and reviewed in association with the petition. Future development of the site for any other use shall require MPC review and approval of a GDP. That means that at the point that the petitioner or a subsequent owner of the property is desired to demolish the existing structures and to redevelop the site consistent with any of the permitted uses, that site plan would be sent by staff to this board for its approval. If the petitioner decided to amend the condition that uses on the site be consistent only with TN3, that would actually require that petition go for an amendment with City Council, right? Because that would be a condition placed by City Council during the rezoning. And so with that, I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Would you like to come up and give us your thoughts?
My name is Warden Moore, representing W.J. Moore and J.W. Moore Properties, LLC. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. I'm speaking on behalf of this zone change. We thank Mr. Morrow for his presentation of information pertaining to this request. We appreciate the review and consideration of the application and support the recommendation for approval. Our request for TC1 will support the agenda and plans we have in place to help the community. This zoning will be crucial to the success of providing well-needed services for the neighborhood and surrounding areas, and we will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? Is there anyone from the public that is interested in speaking on this? No one online? All right.
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second on the floor. And this is for the future land use map amendment. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Milder?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
I too say yes. All right, motion passes. Now I entertain the motion on the map amendment.
Motion to approve staff's recommendation for the map amendment.
Ross, second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Milder?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
I too say yes. Motion passes. Did you want to introduce our new staff member?
Yes, I'd like to introduce our new budget analyst, Ms. Terrell Richardson-Smith. She started with us on last Thursday, and she's been doing a great job so far. We haven't run her off.
Welcome. All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Cole's motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Cool. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Good start, yes.